Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome you back this morning. Today, Pastor Reynolds will be talking about how justification brings us into a state of peace and favor with God. His passage this morning will be in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Now, if you've missed any of the prior messages on justification, you can log on to our website and check out the audio section. From there, you'll be able to listen to all of the prior messages about justification. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. So again, that website address is independencebaptist.org. But for now, let's go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds and hear more about the state of peace before God.
This morning, we'd like to look in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2, and think of this subject, that justification brings us into a state of most blessed peace and favor with Almighty God. That justification secures every other blessing, every blessing that's needful for time and eternity. Look with me, please, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible said here, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Notice in these verses that there's nothing in these verses that say anything about any work that we ever do. The Bible says that we rejoice in God alone. The Bible says in verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, that is, we are wholly trusting in Jesus Christ, and therefore we have peace with God, His Father. What a glorious thing this is. Notice in verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing in this verse that indicates that we have peace with God through any kind of work that we ever do. Now, I think it's good that we might have good works, but our peace is not because of our good works, but our peace is because of the good work that Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. Notice in verse 2, the Bible said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. So the Bible is very clearly stating here that we have access by faith, not by any kind of work that we do. Whether that work is baptism, whether that work is church membership, or whether that work is just simply good works. It is by faith that we have access into this grace wherein we stand. This causes us to rejoice, not in our works, but rather we rejoice in hope of the glory of Almighty God that He's done for us. But notice, it doesn't end there. Notice in verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. What? Surely this is not correct, but the Bible states this is so. This is the Christian's attitude about tribulations and about all the wickedness and everything that happens in this world. Notice, the Bible said, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. The Bible says we glory in tribulations, not tribulation. The Bible is here is not referring to the Great Tribulation period. No, but the Bible is stating that when troubles come to us in our life, that we are able to glory in those, not because we're real good, but rather because God has been good to us. That's what it's all about. Knowing that tribulation has a benefit to us. That tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we have this great peace with God, not because that we are good, but rather because God has been very good to us. Notice in verse 6, the Bible states, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." When we didn't have any strength at all, when we were hopeless, when we were helpless, when we were in total despair before Almighty God, Jesus Christ died for us. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our trust is in Jesus Christ. Our trust is not in the baptismal waters. Our trust is not in our church membership. Our trust is not in our good works. Rather, our trust is in what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. He has done a great work that sinners, total, depraved, wicked, hell-bound, and deserving to go sinners, are saved by His own grace. Notice in verse 7, the Bible said, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die." In verse 8, "But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Who did Jesus Christ die for? When He died on the cross. You know, Jesus Christ didn't die because He was a sinner. But Jesus Christ took our sins upon Himself on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ died that we might have life. Not that we could gain life without His death. Notice that Jesus Christ loved us. I'm thankful that He does. Jesus Christ commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the Bible goes on in verse 9 and says, "Much more then, being now justified by His blood." I am made right by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not by anything that I've ever done, but rather I'm right before God Almighty because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God. What a wonderful statement this is. That our hope is not in anything other than Jesus Christ and His righteous blood that He shed for us on the cross of Calvary. You know, the Bible states time and time again that our joy is not in us. The Bible says in verse 11, "And not only so, but we also glory in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." You know, the Bible makes it very clear that we don't joy in God because we have been good or because of any good thing that we have ever done. Rather, our joy is in Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is the one that paid our price on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ is the one that took our sins and made atonement for our sins. It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we've been made right in His sight. I'm thankful that Jesus' blood is sufficient. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has died for me on the cross of Calvary. Listen, has Jesus Christ paid the price for you? You know, the Bible talks about when Jesus Christ died on the cross, that the Bible says that there was a thief on either side of Him. One of the thieves trusted Christ, but one of the thieves did not. This should prove to us that church membership is not necessary in order for a person to be saved. The Bible makes it very clear that this thief on the cross, he trusted only in what Jesus Christ was doing for him. That's what he trusted in. And that's all there is for us. It's to trust only in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. If you're lost today, I know that there's nothing you can ever do But Jesus Christ can wash away all of your sins. I know that He can. You know why I know that? Because Jesus Christ has saved my unworthy soul. I'm not saved because I'm a preacher. I'm not saved because I'm on this radio station. But I'm saved by the grace, by the hope, by the help of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one that has picked me up out of the mire of sin. Jesus Christ is the one that has changed my life. Jesus Christ is the one. He's the only one. But listen, Jesus Christ can save you today. Jesus Christ can wash away all of your sins in His own blood on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ can do it all for you. I'm thankful that this is the way it is. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ, only Jesus, can wash away your sins. Notice in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30 and 31, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." I can never glory in any work that I've ever done. Rather, I'm to glory only in Jesus Christ and what He has done for me on the cross of Calvary. I'm thankful that He is my Redeemer. The Bible states in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Notice, the Bible states in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has washed away all of my sins. Has He washed away yours? Listen, our prayer today is that you might find Jesus Christ precious to your own soul. It doesn't make any difference what you've ever done. You think of this, the thief on the cross. He didn't say to Jesus that I've been a good person. But this thief on the cross recognized he was a sinner before Almighty God. And he come before Christ, and Jesus Christ washed away all those sins. Jesus said to him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." What a truth that is. Think of that. This can happen to you. You that are lost can be saved today. If you just trust in Jesus Christ, don't trust in anything you've ever done, but trust only in Christ, because Jesus Christ can wash away all of your sins.
You know, we've covered a lot of ground in the last few months, and I'd encourage each of you to go back and listen to the earlier messages on justification. And as I mentioned before today, right before today's message, each of these can be found on our website, independencebaptist.org. And while you're there, you can check out some of the other broadcasts that we've had. So, for example, there's messages on trust God in all times, or why do we really need Jesus, or another one about what America needs. You'll also find on the website a lot of different books and articles, such as Teaching Love, or about the family, or one called Biblical Contradictions, or another one called Why Bad Things Happen. And I'd encourage you to check those out, and we pray that each one of them would be a blessing to you. And before our time is up this morning, we want to invite you to attend services with us. We are, of course, located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and our services will be starting at 10 a.m. this morning with Sunday school. And then, of course, we'll have our worship services at 11, and then this afternoon we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services at 4:30. And then during the middle of the week, we'll have our Wednesday night Bible study that starts at 7. Well, I can see our time has kind of quickly gotten away from us this morning, but we do want to thank you for listening and encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.